Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1657. Visible translated text is as follows. I said yes, and he said you go downstairs and give it to Jim Conley and tell him it just come in through the mail, and I took it down there. And Jim said, you know, I can't read. Maybe it is from my mother, and I thought it was devilment in it. And it said in the letter, now you know all about the hands of your enemies, and I will do this and that to you. And if you don't tell the truth about it, you will be hung by enemies that is bitterly against you. And right after that, I goes to Mr. Dotsuddle's comma. He can remember the time. He was going down, and Jim Conley hid from him, because he thought he was a Jew. He went back and got another man. I think it was Mr. Dot Owens, comma, and he said, there is another Jew, Conley, and laughed. And Jim Conley said, I thought you all were Jews at first. Mr. Gillum says to me, you go in there and talk with him, for he will tell you anything. And I went in there one evening at 3 o'clock and stayed until 7:30, and Mr. Dot Gillum told me to find all I could from him. Of course, he said he didn't believe him was guilty, but he believed he knew something. I asked Conley. I said, I want you to take an oath and swear to me if you know anything about it. And he said, yes, I know Mr. Dot Frank killed that girl. And I said, what else did he do? And he said, I don't know, but he killed her and made me take her downstairs. And I said, is that all? And he said yes, but he would tell me other things about Mr. Dot Frank being with them different women at the office. And I come out and told Mr. Dot Gillum this, and he said, that is the same thing he tells everybody. Mr. Gillum tried to get me to go in there. He said, you are not obliged to be with him. I just want to see if he will try to fool with you with his mouth or his privates. I have asked Conley, and he said he would do anything like that. I was asked him when he done it, and he told me. I saw him stark naked one day, just like he was born. Got to look all right to me. And I asked Mr. Gillum, who said Conley was a cook smoker, and he said, oh, that son of a gun can do it as good as any man. The first Sunday in December, I was sitting on the second floor, and a Jew came up. Mr. Frank was out there, and three or four more Jews. Mr. Dot Poppenheimer was there with him, too. This Jew asked me, was I out all the time? And I said, yes, and he said, I want to see you. And I said, all right, and he said, do you know how to get rich right quick? Or have you, as